From APM in Los Angeles, I'm David Lazarus of the LA Times, and this is Marketplace Money. So we just heard from a woman whose preferred way of strengthening her consumer power is spending cash, and only cash. The more cash you have, the better you're able to flex your buying power. So think for a second about this number. $1.1 trillion. If we were talking about countries there, we'd be talking about the 16th biggest economy in the world. But we're not talking about a country. We're talking about the combined buying power of African Americans. Noel King of Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk is reporting on what black buying power means to the economy. She joins us now. Hi, Noel.
Hi there.
We're also joined by Jared Ball. He's an associate professor in the School of Global Journalism and Communication at Morgan State University. Welcome, Jared.
It's a pleasure.
So, Noel, start me off by telling me about buying power. What are we talking about here?
Everything after taxes that you have to spend on anything you're going to buy over the course of a year. So whether it's food, clothing, electronics, it doesn't include your savings from past years and it doesn't include credit.
How do we know about this 1.1 trillion number?
Well, the 1.1 trillion is an estimate. What these various economic centers that have done reports on black buying power have done is they've looked at regional economic data and they've looked at census numbers. And they've said by the year 2015, by next year, they expect that African American buying power as a whole is going to hit $1.1 trillion.
Well, how does this change things? Why is this important?
You know, it's really interesting. The Nielsen Company did a report in 2013 on African American buying power, looking at what blacks buy and why they buy it. And I spoke to a woman, Cheryl Pearson McNeil, who's a vice president at Nielsen. And she says, look, there are dollars in black America. There are 1.1 trillion of them. And yet companies aren't spending much money. They're spending about 3% of $75 billion advertising dollars targeting specifically the black community. And she says, if you ignore this demographic, you really do it at your own peril.
The black population is young, hip, and highly influential. We are growing 64% faster than the general market. And you add all of that up to the $1 trillion a year of buying power, and I say, wow, what a great opportunity to be driving this economic 16-wheeler that blacks have.
So, Jared, I see this $1.1 trillion number. I hear the good news side of this. Is it nothing but a happy story here?
From my point of view, no, not at all. It's quite a sad story, in part because this phrase, buying power, is used as sort of a glossy euphemism for black poverty being the fault of black spending habits, as opposed to the result of a predetermined need in our economic model. So a lot of people pick up this phrase and hear these large numbers, and they assume that black people are stronger economically than black America actually is. This issue of buying power is meant to strengthen the ability of corporations to take what little money there is in black America out of black America into these corporations. This does not speak to actual economic or certainly political strength in black America.
All right. But I remember back in the civil rights movement when we saw the bus boycott and we saw black buying power being exercised as an economic and political force. You're saying we're not seeing that anymore?
What is left out of that conversation or that history is how Dr. King and others would eventually raise the question, well, now that these lunch counters are desegregated, the sandwich that was a dollar yesterday costs $3. The struggles around the boycott in the early stages of the civil rights movement did not really fundamentally address the deepening and worsening economic inequality and ultimately powerlessness of black Americans. So this is why he and others would eventually evolve their struggle to be more focused on capitalism as an economic model, structural inequality, and so on, what is being described as buying power or consumer power, and the ability maybe to destabilize a local bus company or a lunch counter does not actually have anything to do with the ability to sustain or develop a community, improve its economy, to guarantee jobs, to guarantee a parity in wealth.
Well, Noel, is it fair to draw this distinction? Do we see consumers by different ethnicities, different races, different genders, or is a consumer just a consumer?
In a lot of cases, a consumer is just a consumer, but different groups spend more on different things. And the argument is, if you want to market to those groups, then you should know what particular group buys your stuff. Blacks tend to spend more on electronics, utilities, groceries, footwear. They spend a lot less on new cars, alcohol, entertainment, healthcare, and pensions.
Noel King is at Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk. Jared Ball is an associate professor in the School of Global Journalism and Communications at Morgan State University. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Join the conversation on African American wealth at marketplacemoney.org and listen for more of Noel's coverage of Black buying power next week on Marketplace.